And good morning.
And good morning. I'm your friend Scotty Ray. This is Odie, his Hawaiian flowery shirt.
Well, I wanted to bring some liveliness to today's show since it's going to talk about bad weather. Yeah,
that's what we need there, Higgins.
If I just had a Ferrari.
Or you had a Doberman sitting next to you, I'd believe you there. Either way. Good morning. We're glad that you're joining us as we'll get into, we just had an update. Kemper Academy is going to be closed today instead of having early release. They are closing there in Kemper County. That is the latest. And also the city of Meridian workers, that is being shut down for, I would assume, for non-essential.
Right. That's all. Yeah, government, you know, it's going to be non-essential. Lauderdale County courthouse is going to be closed. Non-essential, we're still going to be working. If you do have that, if you're closing, email or inbox or something, Scotty Ray, so we can get that out there and let everybody know what your plans are.
It is, and as I've made a couple mistakes here because I haven't had as much sleep as I normally do, it makes it kind of rough on your decision making of what you do. So y'all bear with me as we go through this today. Brother Ben is our guest today. Let's turn cameras and take a look over here. Look at that.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, I'm just glad to be in the Scotty Ray bunker with bad weather coming, man. I'm in the safe spot, I think, right?
Run downstairs when you see a gold Lincoln, run behind the door, and it's safe in there.
Yeah, can't touch that Lincoln, huh?
Big concrete room with a Lincoln blocking the door.
Yep. In case something were to happen and there a tornado, we got a Lincoln to block the door.
I got a friend who has a storage, or not a storage, he has a sort of a weather room, a safe space.
Yeah.
But he stores all of his stuff in it. So when the storm's coming, he's got to run in there and drag all of his stuff out before he can get in it.
Well, we don't need to go ahead and talk about Chevrolet parts that are scattered all over the place in there.
That's just half of it.
You can still fit in there. We don't want anything blown away as much as that stuff costs. So we've got alternators and everything laid out to be safe there.
Good news daycare is closed today.
We need to write that down. So, good news. Yeah. And we'll
good
add
news
that to
daycare.
All right. What about Collinsville Baptist? I know there's been, we've got Evangel Temple that is not going to have church services tonight. One in Marion. Have y'all made your decision yet?
We talked as a team yesterday, and our deadline is 1 o'clock is what we set for today. Because with evening, you know, we do a meal every Wednesday night.
Right.
And so 1 o'clock is kind of like the drop dead, you know, like, you know, got to make a decision. We're putting it off for right now, but we're going to see here.
Okay. Well, as soon as y'all make that decision, please let us know so we can pass it along to everybody of what to expect. Let me hit a button here, Odie, and let me see if they've updated this one. If not, we'll grab another one. That is not the latest. So let me go here and get Jackson, Mississippi. They've made a few changes into the timeline of what we were expecting. Originally, we were saying noon till 5, and then late yesterday afternoon, they changed it to noon to 6. Mm. Alabama is really squirrely on if you were to compare it to Mississippi.
Yeah, of course, Alabama's given a lot more updates throughout the day than what we've gotten here from National Weather Service Jackson.
Here's the mistake that I just made there. Whoops. Here we go. This is the National Weather Service, and as we see this, they're putting this timeline now at noon until 4 for the Meridian area as we look at this. And this is going to start somewhere right around Lake Mississippi. East of Lake back to Meridian is noon till 4. From there to Vicksburg is going to be 10 a.m. until 1, and then from Vicksburg back into Louisiana, those storms 9 till 12 o'clock. That's what we're looking at. And the flash flooding for today, let's talk about that a second, because it is a lot of rain that is going to be coming into the area. The Meridian area, which does include Philadelphia, Winston County, Louisville, Macon, if you're watching from there, Quitman, all of these areas here in south is a level 2, which means we could get 2 to 5 inches of rain today. That's a lot. Flash flooding likely in these areas. And if you look at the delta there, Vicksburg North, that anywhere for an additional 1 to 2 inches of rain on top of what's already gone through there. Serious amount of rain coming down. So we don't want anybody to be harmed. Don't go in water that's over a road. You know how that ends.
It could be bad. If you see water crossing a road, turn around, don't drown. A lot of this storm system that came through last night dumped an awful lot of water, and now that water's moving down into our creeks down south, and now we're going to add a lot more water to that. So chances of seeing some flash flooding and low-lying areas is extremely high for today. So Be very careful out there. You don't want to go across some water that looks like it's just an inch across the ground when the road has been washed out. Mm-hmm. You never know what's underwater that's puddling across the roadway. So just be careful. Turn around and go around and be careful.
We want to remind you we are under a tornado watch. Again, it's a watch, not a warning, until 1 p.m. It's somewhere around 3:40 when I was over here hunting a cup of coffee this morning. We had a tornado warning that was issued that went up through the Kosciuszko area as it was coming from Jackson going northward. A tornado warning was issued. To our knowledge, no one was hurt. Now, if you're just tuning into this, last night, somewhere around 11 o'clock to 11:30, we had a severe thunderstorm warning issued for Newton County in these areas. Well, what happened? We had bad storms enter Vicksburg. Mm-hmm. It would put trees across the road. It would make its way over to Lake. And we have just tons of people without power this morning in Lake still. It would make its way across Newton County, just north of Decatur, right around the college and northward to the Neshoba County line. Power saws were the sound that a lot of people went to sleep with. Mm-hmm. As you got into Neshoba County, basically from downtown down to the Dixon area, around the Neshoba County Fairgrounds, it was horrific there of damage. Now, I've gotten reports that, yeah, my house got damaged. We've gotten a few of the pictures. It was so dark, everybody really couldn't get a full understanding of just what all had happened. Those volunteer fire departments and sheriff's departments and LEs everywhere have dealt with this during these night hours. Power crews, I cannot tell you the amount of power that has been out overnight. Let's go over here, Odie, and let's just... As this stuff updates constantly when it comes to power. All right, let's move here and just look at the state of Mississippi first. We looked at this a while ago, but let's go back over it again. As we go here, we're sitting at 41,000. That number has gone up drastically since I began this. As we move here, let's just look Lowndes, Knoxby County, okay. Kemper County down to 104 people, zero without power in Lauderdale County. That is wonderful. As we go here, Neshoba County, still 1,200 people without power. As we move over to Leake, 785. We get into Madison over near the Jackson area. Look at that.
52,000 tracked, 8,800 without power right now.
And right there where it come in the state, still in Warren County there at Vicksburg, 5,200 people. Now, as we come back over here, look at here at Scott County. That number's gone up.
That's gone up, 3,004.
Newton.
Woo!
Jody's going to have to put a chainsaw in the trunk of that patrol car before they leave the office there to go help out. Lauderdale, Clark County, one person.
As long as that's not Harold, I hope he gets Harold on that turnaround thing that starts that generator.
That's right.
Have power.
Generators are kind of important.
Bob said Harold Barry needs to take his butt in.
he might need to do that. We'll leave it all nice and crispy like that. Let's see here. Update EMEPA. I don't have anything. Still EMEPA running without any problems right now from Louisville all the way down. All of that's been restored. As we look at this, and let's just come across here and go over, as we look at Central Electric, let's look at Neshoba County of what's going on up there. Look at this. Numbers. Let me move this where you can see this, Odie. And I've done the wrong thing.
That's all right.
There we go. It's a lot without power there. A whole heap of folks there.
So, yeah. I see more coming.
Yes.
Those numbers are going to continue to rise. I know these men and women are out working, getting power restored. Excuse me. When this storm system goes through, they're going indoors. They're going to put themselves in a safe area. And then once this storm passes, they can get back out and work. They're not going to work when the environment is at hazard. Of course, we can't blame them.
No, we can't.
And if you've got trees down near your home on the road, don't just go out there and start cutting trees and moving trees. Make sure there's no power lines in it. If you do see a power line, always, always treat that as an energized wire. That there is power going through it, whether there's no power to any structure around you, always treat that as a live power line. We do not need to respond to anything like that. We hate hearing that type of news. They'll be out cutting that tree and getting those lines secured first. So please don't do that.
Lee wanted to know how many people are in Newton County without power. The last check we had, and that was 11 minutes ago, there was 1,488 people without power in Newton County. That's a good bit.
Yeah.
And a large portion of that is around that Decatur area that we're looking at. As you get over near Lawrence, we've got people. There was a lot of damage around Lawrence. You get into the Conahatta area.
Yeah, Conahatta took a little hit.
Whoo, boy.
Quite a bit of hail last night as well, wasn't there?
It was. Yeah. Did you see those piles of pictures that we were getting of that?
It's crazy. Some folks in the church live in, you know, Neshoba County and sent pictures around. I mean, it was wild. It looked like snow on her deck.
It did. Yeah. Yeah. And the first picture I got was, I think somebody's made a mistake because we had not gotten reports of it anywhere else. That Brandon area, when it went through there, wow.
Yeah.
Kind of shocking there. Mm. Let me go back here and see if I got any of that stuff pulled. And another thing that we want to remind everybody is you head out this morning, there's a lot of debris and that you could be coming up on this. Look at that. That is in Neshoba County there as well. Mm.
Slow down because that's on the other side of a curve that you can't see, and then you turn and make that curve, and there's your tree. And if you're going too fast, you're not going to be able to stop. So it doesn't have to be a whole tree. It can be just the top of a tree laying down in the middle of a road. Just be careful out there right now, especially if you had that storm system come through your area.
Now, one of the big things is going to happen is wind, and it could be straight line winds again. So we'll be right back in a minute. We're going to talk about what's going on with closings and all of that. Brother Ben, we're going to let him help out on this as well. We'll be right back. Summertime has arrived, and Freeman Tractor on Highway 494 has the exact lawnmower for your need. If you've got a big yard with acres and acres to mow, they have a mower for that. No matter the size yard you have, Freeman Tractor has the lawnmower that fits you and your budget. From 48-inch all the way up to 60, or the X-Mark lawnmower. Plenty of these to choose from. Also, they carry a complete line of LS tractors. Come by for a test drive today. Financing available. Drop in today to Freeman Tractor, Highway 494, see coleslaw or buttermilk. As the seasons change, so do your clothes. And Garrett Sports Center on 8th Street has exactly what you need. Haybo shirts, long and short sleeve, also Hulk shirts. And America's favorite brand, Carhartt. Whether you need work pants or slacks for church. And nothing lasts like a pair of Carhartt overalls. Maybe it's a set of boots that you need. From box to lacrosse, they have the boot for you. And as hunting season rolls in, they have all the camouflage you need and toboggans to boot. Garrett Sports Center, 3505 8th Street Meridian. Have you been wanting your own building, your own shed? Speak to our friends at Bessadia Building, 601-728-1954. Now, they can custom build you a home from a barn to medium. Maybe it's a shed that you're needing, or a simple place to park your car, a garage, a camp house. Maybe you need a place to park your tractor, your motorcycle, or even that lawnmower. They can custom design whatever it is you need. Quality work, trustworthy, Bessadia Buildings. Speak with Drew, 601-728-1954.
Whoop, we're back.
Yeah, I can't multitask today for some reason.
He couldn't think about it. Did he want to take a sip or just pour some on?
I've done that.
Bathe in some coffee.
You did that while you were trying to take a sip.
What you didn't see last night. You ever get, I came in and done weather last night, and I went back over to the house. As I'd gone to the house before I come back, everybody's met my dog Sophie and my little dog Ellie. Well, they were playing, and Sophie has a habit of she'll come sit beside you, and if you don't pay her attention, she'll tap you. And then when you don't pay her attention, the more tapping she gets. Well, at some point, she scratched my arm.
Well, you should have petted her.
Yeah, I should have, but I didn't realize she'd scratch me. And you know how you'll take your forearm and do this? Well, I wiped my head, and I thought, well, that felt kind of funny. And I got home and I took my cowboy hat and I had blood. If I had taken it, it looked like I had been in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Don't call 911. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And that's what that was about.
It's mine, Ossifer, I promise.
Things that happen with your pups. She just wanted some attention and I wasn't giving her enough.
Yeah, wasn't nobody giving it to her.
How many dogs you got, Brother Ben?
I just have one dog, three cats, two rabbits.
what else can you fit in that house? Yeah.
When he said, yeah. I started thinking. It's like, wait a minute, this list is going to get
I usually have about 60,000 honeybees. But
have you thought about that issue of your rabbits multiplying? I'm just asking for a friend.
We've had that happen.
So do y'all just play with them? What do y'all do with your rabbits?
Yeah, they used to be 4-H projects and whatnot, and you never know when the kids are going to get back in, that sort of thing.
I was afraid he was just to say supper.
You didn't fall in love with them. You can't just kick them out.
Yeah, that's right. Are they the white bunnies?
One's white, one's brown. That's yeah.
They got them big old ears with the pink.
Oh yeah,
cute little fellas.
We got them out and played with them the other day. Actually, you know, it's a lot of fun.
You can potty train a rabbit.
I am scared.
They will poop in a litter box.
Don't tell my daughter that, because that'll be the next thing she'll want to try.
We had one that run around the house.
Wow.
Okay, Odie, did you have just a special rabbit? The rest of us didn't know about it.
It was a Waskely rabbit.
A Waskely rabbit. Now, as we glance at radar, things are looking a little bit better right now. Let me show y'all what this looks like right now. Look at that. The heavy rain has moved north toward West Point and all points north of that area into North Mississippi in this area. Tupelo getting pounded right now. But as we go back down, south of Ackerman is where the line is, kind of breaks there. Winston County, y'all got a relief there. Now, we do have some heavy storms right around here as we'll look at this, north of Ridgeland, north of Madison. But that's not near the intensity of what we had a while ago. So a little relief as we look at all of this. Thank heavens. So, whew. Now, let's go back and let me see if I can locate what I want to find here. Make sure everything will work. Let's pull up and go to the webpage here and look at closings for today. Now, again, you can find this. We update this every few moments here. Wednesday closings today. And here's what we have. And we're going to start out. Do you want to start this round?
Yeah, we can do that. We've got Highland Daycare is closed. Wesley House will be closed. Lauderdale County Schools, Meridian Public Schools, Kemper County Schools, Kemper Academy.
They just closed.
They just closed everything. So they just called in. So no early dismissal. They're closed altogether. Russell Christian Academy and Potter's Wheel Daycare is closed. Enterprise Schools, Quitman Schools, Neshoba County Schools, Union Public Schools, and Philadelphia Public Schools all closed today.
Now, Lamar's got this breakdown at this point. We just got this morning around 5 o'clock. Elementary will dismiss at 11, high school at 11:10, middle school at 11:20, and then the entire place will shut down somewhere around 12 o'clock as we get to that. Now, here's where we get into a few churches and daycares in the area that are closed as well.
Yeah, so right now, daycares, we've got Poplar Springs United Methodist Daycare will be closed. Barbara Henson's Daycare. Meridian Community College is closed. East Mississippi Community College, all locations are closed. Patrician Academy, East Central Community College, Meridian Medical Associates is closed today. The Max will be closed. Highland Daycare, Meridian Head Start, Early Start, New Destiny Daycare and Learning Academy Center, Camp Destiny, Charles L. Young Head Start, Internal Medicine Clinic, Meridian Pediatric Extended Care will be closed today.
That's kind of almost like reading a Dr. Seuss book, is it not?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm good with that now since we got through that Mr. Fox.
Have you ever read that?
Oh, yeah.
That's a tongue twister.
No doubt.
Now, Brother Ben, you're great at this. I'll let you pick up here as we pull the screen back up here as we get into some of the churches right here that are going to be closed tonight.
Yeah, so tonight, Evangel Temple, no Wednesday night service. The Wesley House is closed Wednesday. Marion Community Methodist Church closed today. Lauderdale County Courthouse, it's closed today. Marion Town Hall also, and the City Meridian, all closed today.
Now, we got a note a minute ago that Kemper County, when it comes to the government offices, would be open at this point. Should that change, we'll let you know. All Kemper County schools and that are closed except government offices.
Then we just got New Beginnings Adult Daycare. Okay. Will be closed today, so we'll get that updated as well.
All right, as we look south of Meridian, as we go south of I-20, we got a few more here that we wanted to mention because we do have a lot of viewers that fall into that area as well. Brother Ben, you want to talk about those?
Yeah, Jones County School District closed. Jones College also closed. Forest County School District closed today, but it's a virtual day, so the students are supposed to engage online, looks like, there in that county. Laurel School District and Laurel Christian Schools closed there today. Choctaw County Schools closed. Wayne Academy closed. The Wayne County School District closed. West Jasper School District closed today as well. And then Silver Bay Academy is closed.
So that's a list of what we've got right now. Again, if we don't have your business or if we don't have your school, please pass that along to us. Newton County Academy, I haven't gotten word on that. Winston County, not much word coming from there yet. As our schools rolling or not, I have not gotten a message on those as well.
Daddy's Daycare, Daddy's Hands Daycare behind Piggly Wiggly in Collinsville.
Yeah, I know where that is.
We're getting word that they're closed today.
So that's very important to know.
Choctaw
all these.
Choctaw Tribal Schools are closed today.
All right, that was another word.
Yeah,
that we were. That's good to know there. Smith County Schools. Margie is telling us that Smith County also being closed today. They're practicing. If you're not in school today, how to grow a watermelon. Let's just be honest about it. That's what you do if you're from Smith County. Grow a watermelon.
Because they're good at it.
Yes, sir, Bob, they are there. And we'll be right back in a moment. We got a lot to talk about. Why is Brother Ben here? Well, we're going to talk to him and see what he's up to this morning. All of that right around the corner with Sky Ray and Odie.
Bring on the amazing colors of spring. Al's Garden and Gift, voted the best garden and gift shop, specializes in beautiful bedding and vegetable plants, shrubs, fruit trees, hanging baskets, succulents, roses, and ferns. Freshen up flower beds with mulches, soils, sod, and pine straw. Also sprouting up unique gifts, candles, pottery, gourmet sauces, spices, and food items. Come try a cool and delicious treat by Ice Cream Factory, too. It's the perfect time to spend in the yard. Bloom with happiness. Visit Al's Garden and Gift today.
Downtown Meridian is thriving with a fresh look, and now it's getting a new neighbor. Toyota of Meridian is now open under new hometown leadership. We're bringing automotive knowledge and experience home with a focus on improved customer satisfaction and all-new pricing. Toyota of Meridian is excited to serve the Queen City and exceed your expectations.
I'm Trenara Rush, and I want to invite you to Toyota Meridian, where hometown pride drives excellence.
Our local headlines are brought to you by the Rock House Gun and Pawn.
Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, located at 910 Posey Avenue, has tons of lawnmowers to choose from. A big selection of zero-turn lawnmowers, power washers, and even barbecue grills. Step inside the store and see their complete line of Liberty safes along with those Browning safes. A large selection of Louis Vuitton purses along with satin shirts and beat sets. And tons to choose from for the outdoorsman in your household. And always a great deal on any type of jewelry you're looking for. And a private lobby for pawns for your confidentiality. Philadelphia Gun and Pawn. Welcome back. I'm your friend Scotty Ray. We got a few more, don't we, Odie?
That are coming in. Pleasant Grove Church in Shuttown is going to be closed. We got New Beginnings Adult Daycare, Daddy's Hands Daycare. Smith County Schools will be closed. Choctaw Tribal Schools, I think we covered that. Scott County Schools and Dream Come True Daycare will be closed.
Diane was asking about what's going to be going on in North Mississippi. Now, again, keep in mind at North Mississippi around 1 o'clock, the further south you go, the worse the weather is going to get. As you get to Lauderdale County, it becomes a 4. And our new timeline is 1 until 4 p.m. is what we're watching from the National Weather Service. That can be tweaked again. This is kind of like watch and see at this moment as these temperatures are measuring all this morning to see what happens with this. And again, we hope, now we've already had damage, we hope that that's it. Last night's damage that we had to Neshoba County and to Newton County and all points back west to Vicksburg is the most damage we've had all year. We have been so fortunate and blessed as we do this.
Yes, we have.
Brother Ben, you and I, how long have you been in town now?
2 years. Right at 2 years. Yeah, starting in May.
We met not long after you came. I kept hearing about the old boy that's just come to Collinsville. And you and I have become pretty good friends
now.
That's
right. Yeah, brought a little bluegrass to Mississippi.
You do. Every now and then I hear you do banjo playing up in the church.
A little banjo, a little mandolin. We have a lot of fun every now and then with that.
There you go.
So, and as you came and we met, you and I went to your office and we discussed about doing a devotional each day that, well, an inspiration to people.
That's right. Yeah, so you reached out to us, actually, Scotty Ray, and I've always appreciated about this about you is that you love to get the word. You support churches. You support any work that's going on in the community with that. And you said, hey, I've got an idea here. Would you all be willing? And we jumped on the chance because, number one, preachers like to talk. And number two, it was a great way to just get the word out every day. And it's amazing to see. We're coming up on our 400th episode of The Change Begins in You spot. And it's amazing to see. We have several hundred views every day of that thing.
Yes.
Of course, you run it on your early show live, and then it's as a piece on your Facebook page. And so it's just amazing to see the folks that watch that, and then even folks that see us out in the community. And Pastor Paul and Pastor JJ and I, we do that every week, and then we got support staff underneath that helping every week there. And so it's just amazing.
Now, as we talk about all of that, y'all have really, when it comes to the youth of the community, y'all's youth is just really, really, the numbers are humongous.
You better believe it. Yeah, that's one of the things that we just see that's such an important key role, right? We want to reach them young. And so with our student ministry, which is like sixth grade up through 12th grade, we'll have 100 students there every Wednesday night. Pastor JJ, he's bringing the word. You got a student praise team that's leading the worship there and just do a tremendous job. And then all the way down to the children's ministry as well. We start young, as far as it goes, and just that's a tremendous awesome children's ministry as well.
What was the event that I came out to not long ago that y'all hosted at the church? Was that
Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Yeah. So every fall, we do a big Fellowship of Christian Athlete event where we, 400, 500, 600. It was over 600 this year, actually, I think, that came out. Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah, that's right. My brother, Robbie McKee, man, he was, he dreams big on that thing, man. And he's really the one who's pushing that because he's got such a heart for our schools and just sees FCA as an opportunity to reach people.
And the one thing that I remembered about this, and if y'all bump into him, thank him, McDonald's donated hamburger after hamburger to these kids. I have never in my life seen so many Ronald McDonald hamburgers in one place at one time.
And man, they tore them up, man. Coolers full. I mean, just brought them in, and I saw kids eating hamburgers, one in each hand,
I tell you, Steve is a good guy.
I grew
up with him. He's a couple years older, and his brothers and I were the same age. We've known each other our whole life. The whole family, great, great family, and Steve's always there. I know for events like this, he's always been there for Lima when we needed it. But Steve Murray is definitely a good guy and supports everything around here.
And before we get into questioning the preacher of this day in history, he's got a player on. Ward and the bunch in the green suits were out yesterday morning, kind of active there. I thought we'd share this picture with you. This is off the streets now as we go here to take a look. An arrest has been made. A search warrant was issued. They searched a home of Cody Davidson. That was somewhere around 30th Avenue, 10th, 11th Street, right along in there. Look at all of this that was taken.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was even using a Pyrex bowl there. I mean,
What's oh, is that what? Oh, okay, I see it there.
Measuring cup.
Yeah, you can put that in the microwave too, can't you?
You're dang right.
Yeah, those are good there. And this is Mary. Is this Mary Jane back here?
That's Mary Jane.
What is this?
That little green on the left and the little baggies, that's going to be some Mary Jane.
That
is probably going to be some crystal meth.
Or is this Cheerios?
Well, it wants to be Cheerios, but that's other drugs. It's looking like candy, and that's where they get our kids thinking that, oh, this is going to be okay. looks like that blue, I don't know.
Viagra, maybe?
on the black market.
maybe ecstasy.
Yeah, you're right. That's like what that would be. That almost
looks like
Rice Krispie treats is what that looks like.
I think that's going to be cocaine.
Okay. And that shows you what I know about drugs. I know very little.
What does that say about me?
You're an expert. You work in this every day. That's what that says, Odie. And scales. We can't leave out scales to measure. I mean, every good person who sells this stuff has got to have a great set of scales. You can't be shortchanging.
People, you got to get your money's worth on this stuff.
People get upset when you're shortchanging when it comes to the drug industry. Have mercy.
I want to weigh this out.
Yeah, and again, they have made an arrest. We wanted to mention a boil water notice, and we could probably have more of these today. As we go to the Townsend community, and they're going to let us know when this is lifted, but they have gone under this. That's Kemper County, the Townsend community. Make sure to boil that water for right now until we know more about this. Yeah. Looks like blue morphine pills. It
would, and could very well be, James. That's a great catch on that one.
And I'm not going to go too deep in this. I'm not. But Ricky Martin, do y'all know him?
I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah. What did he sing?
Was he Living La Vida Loca?
That's it. That's right.
I won't sing it.
Again, I'm not going to go too far in this, but has anybody seen the stage performance with him and Madonna that happened in the last couple of days?
No, thank you.
Is it a hot one?
It's
got Madonna in it, so it's
right,
not
but it wasn't
clean,
Madonna anyway. That caused the issue. It was two fellas that came on stage that... caused a strange incident,
really?
the way that I need to put this.
And Davey said that it was disgusting.
There you go. Yes, that's a gut. And I looked at that and I thought, shit, no, well, it was. It was very.
And Bubba said Viagra is expensive.
consult your doctor is what they always say. Could give you a heart attack there. Maybe a little too much effort you took her to take. Make sure that all that's approved. That's more right. Coming up as we get your morning underway. It is a great day. We do have bad weather in store for us. But you know what? It's going to be good because we're going to stick together. We're going to get this together. And you will know everything that is going on because we'll go live and carry this step by step by step. We'll be right back as we go back in history in just a moment here.
Parish Kubota, 2401 Jimmy Rogers Parkway. Friday, April the 12th, come see us for our grand opening. We're going to have barbecue from right here in Meridian, $500 off select tractors, free VIP Talladega race tickets, demos on selected equipment, as well as 10% off of all rentals. Stop in and see us Friday, to April the 12th, for our grand opening right here on Jimmy Rogers Parkway.
Patrick Allen Companies has a wide selection of garage doors that will fit your style, add value to your home, and add curb appeal to your neighborhood. Patrick Allen also has top-of-the-line, energy-efficient replacement windows that will make your home look great while saving you money. We're family-owned and operated, and we take pride in our work. 5305 Highway 145 South in Meridian.
For all your garage doors and replacement windows, call Patrick Allen Companies. Safety, service, satisfaction.
J&J Tire Muffler, located at 3420 8th Street, invites you by. And if you need a front-end alignment, make sure to try their new state-of-the-art alignment machine. No matter the size of your truck and car, J&J can align it. J&J also has touch-free mounting, laser wheel balancing, and as always, they provide preventive maintenance, including CV axles, shocks, struts, brakes, with the largest selection of new and used tires, along with exhaust systems. Locally owned and operated since 1978 in Meridian. Welcome back. I'm your friend Scotty Ray. As we catch Odie trying to sip another drink.
I know it. And it was already halfway up there.
Couldn't stop it there. Now, one thing, I was in high school, and I hate to say this, Brother Ben, I might be a tad older than you.
Just a touch, maybe.
It seems like it was 1985-ish that we got word that something had been found at the bottom of the ocean that we'd heard about since I was a kid. It was just almost like a myth. It set sail today. 1912. Everybody got a guess of where this is headed.
Yeah. Everybody knows. My grandson.
Oh, wow. The Titanic.
The Titanic. He watched that show with my daughter one day and fell in love with it. And he was like 4 or 5 years old. It was a ship. And he started studying it. And he'd go on YouTube and look at it. He can tell you anything about the Titanic, the sister ships, who made them, how many people, all that. He is infatuated with the Titanic.
All right, let me ask y'all, see if y'all remember this. Y'all remember the guy, you know, in the movie they made the big scene of the guy going down with the Titanic playing his violin?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know the story of that?
Not 100%. No.
Do you know that still exists? it was recovered, and he was engaged. And they found it later and was given to his fiancée.
His fiddle, his violin.
The violin that went down.
Wow.
They even found the floating case that went with it. Near
I'll
it.
Be.
It was given to her. She kept it. And then it ended up being donated to a charity like a Salvation Army. And somebody bought it for a little bit of nothing. And then discovered what they had bought.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You want to talk about
it. That's priceless.
Yeah, and if something could talk, the story that it would tell.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Probably. Now, you know, Pigeon Forge there in Tennessee. Have y'all been to the museum there?
Not.
Oh, it's really good. It really is. I mean, you learn so much in the stories of different folks, but what a tragedy.
The White Star Line, am I correct on that?
Yeah, that's who owned it.
The unsinkable ship.
Never, and that teaches you in life never to say never.
That's
I'm
right.
Going back on one in October.
Send me a postcard.
We're going to do live from the ship.
Well, that's right. We can check on that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
1915, this old boy was born. He would be the second one in charge of the 4077 as we all watch this. And again, the largest audience of any show that was going off the air, I think they still hold the record for that. Y'all remember Harry Morgan?
Okay. Colonel Potter.
He was on Dragnet also.
Yes, he was.
Not my favorite character. What was Hawkeye's buddy, his friend?
Yeah.
I liked his character.
Yeah.
Mike somebody was his real name, but it was good. I didn't get into the...
Callahan.
Hot Lips. Houlihan is who you're thinking about. Bless it. You know, they never did find a shirt that would fit her just right.
No.
They tried for like 8 seasons, and they failed each time. BJ, that was his name.
Was it BJ? I guess it was.
Yeah, it sure was.
Trapper John.
As we go back to the mean-eyed, purple-eyed, do you remember that song?
One-eyed, one-horn, flying, purple people. Eat.
That's right. There was a guy named Sheb Woolley that wrote that song, recorded it. There he is there.
No. Oh, wow.
He also would appear in the movie Josie Wells, The Outlaw. Carry who you are, that was pretty good there. Ooh. He was also in Rawhide. Didn't know all of that until I read up on that. Pretty good stuff there. Let's see here. 1921, I know without a doubt now, because this has been, for some reason, we'll ask Brother Ben if he's been paying attention. Why this come up this in the last 2 weeks, I don't know. The Rifleman, do you remember that?
Great show. Yeah.
How many shots were fired during the open scene? Where he walks down the street, you know, and he's lever actioning it?
I'm going to go 5.
Okay. Odie, how many did you say?
Originally 5, and that's what I'm stuck with.
I got the thing, and it said it was a special edit. 11 shots is what it was.
Oh, wow.
Chuck Connors talked about it where they went back in and edited. He goes, my gun wouldn't hold that many, but they edited it to make it last as long as the little scene there.
Okay.
Stephen Bugs.
Well, he was quick on that lever, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
One-handed.
I really like that one. Yeah. Do you own overalls?
Oh, I've got a pair. You better believe it.
I've got a pair of camouflage. And the older I get, I think the more I want to wear these because... They're pockets everywhere. They're usable. It's the most feasible thing that you could ever own.
Is the church phone number BR549?
It could be. As we go back for Junior Samples, born on this date in 1926.
Man. What a great show. I love that show.
And he couldn't get it out. BR549.
Yeah, Junior was always kind of stuck in low gear, it seemed like. But that was part of his stick, you know.
Yeah.
He put him up with that, you know, those pretty girls and whatnot, you know. And he just get tongue-tied, you know. He couldn't spit it out.
Didn't he do a lot of gospel singing with the little gospel choir on there with Grandpa Jones and Roy? I thought so.
Yeah.
Let's see. The mom that was on Seinfeld. Do y'all remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Her name was Liz Sheridan. She was born on this day back in 1927. One of the funniest shows, the show about nothing.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld.
I think we could do better than them.
Sign us up, buddy. That happens to all of us.
Oh, man.
Nothing there. You remember the scene where they made the restaurant guy mad where you stood in line?
Yeah, no soup for you. the soup Nazi, man.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
That was an incredible episode.
Yeah, it was good.
And again, it was the show about nothing that just made you laugh. It worked. I like Jerry Seinfeld.
Greg's our own Kramer.
Do you remember the and of course you can't ever say it, and I'm not, you're a preacher, so you gotta You got to stay right here.
All right.
But the ugly baby episode, do y'all remember that? Before they pick up the baby and they go. Because every baby's supposed to be cute.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to YouTube right now to see that one.
Yeah.
That was funny. I don't care who you are. 1936, football, this guy would really change it because he was good at what he did.
Well, he was tough. You wanted to play football, you're going to play football.
If I remember for some reason, and this was umpteen dozen years ago, and Chief Martin is not here with us anymore, but it seems like I got an invite from Chief Martin to come to an event where he brought John Madden to the Silver Star for an event. And I'm almost willing to put, for those, Mina, who are you? Maybe you can tell me of that. But do y'all remember John Madden? He was born on this day in 36. And again, he done a lot for football.
One of his things that I didn't realize until, of course, they did some tributes and whatnot, he was like a pioneer in the telestrator, you know, with the pen where he would circle stuff and, you know,
he did
was
all that.
Really, yeah, he was the cutting line pioneer in that.
Well, I'm learning. The first time I saw this guy was a movie called Above the Law.
Oh, good.
Then we would get into, what was that, the Dark Territory, Under Siege.
Yeah, come on now, Scotty Ray, bring it on. I know who this is.
Man, this guy was incredible. He was like, whoo, Mr. Ponytail.
Yeah, he would whoop you.
He would do it. And he ended up being a real-life police officer down in Louisiana somewhere.
Yeah.
Still is.
Is it?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, and who could... I almost forgot The Fire Down Below.
Yeah.
Was that not good?
I was trying to remember the name of that one.
Steven Seagal was born on this day. And Above the Law, if you remember, that was really... What was his name in that? Tino or something like that?
I can't remember.
Along those lines of what the name was.
What I always loved about him, though, he didn't just beat you up. He maimed you.
Yes, he did.
He made you beat yourself up.
Yeah, that's right. And make you like it.
Yeah. I mean, you got hit with your own fist.
We all love the guy that takes up for the little guy who can't protect himself. And Steven Seagal done just that. He was one of those I liked a lot. One of the best movies, and I think if you're an adult or becoming an adult, now you ought to watch this. As we go back for Henry Ford, he had one of those most distinctive voices. And I want to say that he roomed with my hero when they first started out, Jimmy Stewart. They roomed together. Both of them had that distinctive voice. No matter where you were in a room, you go, there he is. Y'all remember a movie called 12 Angry Men? He held out.
That was a good movie.
It was, and he proved someone's innocent in that. There's many, many times to where a jury gets together and everybody wants to go home for lunch.
Now, who was the judge in that movie?
Oh, you got me on that.
Was he not Meridianite?
Oh, you got me, Odie. You're going to have to dig deeper and smarter than me to come up with that one.
What's his name?
Oh, the Facebook stream will come through for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't we have the Meridian Man? Golly. He passed away, I believe. But he was big in the 3 foot trying to get that foundation going before they made it into a hotel.
I know who you're talking about. No, that's not. I don't think so.
Okay. He played a judge on one of these.
Yeah, it wasn't that one. This was,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because I used to work with him. Elliot Street.
He wouldn't be that old.
That was before Elliot came along there.
Elliot Street, LaWanda had it right. Yeah.
Anybody hear it through the grapevine?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. It was 1967. They would go into the recording studio today to record that. Marvin Gaye. I heard. Mm. And then it would become a commercial and it would be stuck in your head for the rest of your life.
Well, I was going to say, that's where I know it from, is from the commercial. Yeah. And then, remember when Hardee's did the giveaways with the California raisins and all that stuff?
Yeah.
That was my childhood, man. I had the whole collection.
Oh, you got them all?
I did. At the time, you know how it is. You throw stuff away or whatever.
Yeah, it goes away. I agree with you there.
Ask my wife. I don't throw nothing.
I know. I'm not going to bring that up. Ask Greg, all the outdated coffee, not Odie. Use it one day.
That's right.
We keep in the year of 1967 to where I do know what I'm talking about it when it comes to this subject. Thank heavens I finally found something. A guy named Merle Haggard went into the recording studio today, and he recorded a song called, it was real life stuff, A Branded Man.
Mm.
You know why? Because he'd just gotten out of prison. And he sang about it. Merle Haggard there. One of the big things that we all remember throughout, and they even made a show, and I wish I had watched all that. They put it on a network about George and Tammy. And I forget what they call that little series there. But it was good. Mm. When they got a divorce, a few months later, she would come out with a song. Martina McBride would record it later. We would also have Leanne Womack. All of them done great versions. But the one that sticks out is Tammy singing. You can almost feel the pain because she's just went through a divorce and she needs a little help till she can make it on her own.
Whew. Okay.
That is a country song. I'll need time. Mm. Y'all go to listen to that today sometime. You'll love it. 1982, Merle Haggard made another headline. He went number one today. And this would start this, "Big City, Turn Me Loose and Set Me Free."
There you go.
Somewhere in the middle of Montana. Great song. Merle Haggard was big back in the 80s as we do that. I remember watching this. This was early on in his career, before he done Back to the Future, I think.
I believe it was. I'm pretty sure it was.
Michael J. Fox. Mm. Do y'all remember The Secret to My Success? Well, it hit theaters today.
Okay.
Do you ever see it?
I did. Now I'm wanting to say that Back to the Future was in 86.
So this was right after that?
So I guess this would be after, say, part one.
Okay.
And, you know, he just popped up on some videos recently playing guitar on stage. Of course, you know, very serious Parkinson's disease and all that.
Correct.
But he can still play the fire out of that guitar.
You've got to give the man credit. He has never given up.
That's right.
A lot of people would use, "I'm sick, I can't."
And good advocacy. I mean, he's really taken it. And obviously, it's a burden. But he's really made the most of it and helped others.
Does anybody, and on your end, maybe you know this, does the name Lovie mean anything to you?
Well, Lovie Smith, I mean, a football coach, I've heard that one.
Okay.
No, this one would be Lovie.
Mrs. Thurston Howell, maybe. Maybe that comes to mind. She was passed away on this day back in 91 as we lost Lovie.
Natalie Schaefer.
And I did not know her name until that exact moment there.
Me neither.
And that was Gilligan's Island?
Gilligan's Island. Okay. She played the part very well, the way she walked around. And Miss, you call it hoity-toity? How do you say it?
Hooty-tooty.
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 Yeah, yeah.
We'd say haughty-taughty.
Haughty-taughty. Well, I like haughty-taughty.
As we go there. This guy I did not like. He was just not the type of fellow I'd want to sit down and have dinner with, is... Sam Kinison passed away. He just screamed.
Yeah.
He died. He was 38 years old.
And the thing is, you listen to comedians and they all say Kinison changed their life. And I listen to Kinison and I'm like, this is weird, number one.
Very.
Yeah, number two, it ain't funny. But
no. You know, we go back to people like Clower being the one that
changed
their life.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
I mean, truly, the man was good. There's a few others that are out there that are good, but at the top of it, that's who my man is when it comes to that. Reba had a number one today. She had somebody in the background singing vocals with her. Anybody remember "The Heart Won't Lie"? Old boy named Vince Gill was in the background.
What a voice.
Yeah, like both of them.
Vince can play a guitar now.
He sure can. We had somebody else pass away from MASH today. Mm. He was, well...
Honeycutt was the name of
B.J. Honeycutt.
B.J. Honeycutt. I couldn't think of B.J., but it was Honeycutt that I was...
This would be the second character that was the one that was having the fling with Houlihan. As we remember, we lost Larry Linville. He passed away today. Mm. Do you remember him? You can't forget that face.
Yeah.
Mm. He was always trying to... And then Charles would come on after him.
We haven't heard if trash is running or not. I would take a gander and say this morning before the storm hits, they're getting garbage, if I had to take a guess. So most likely, if you hadn't got your trash out there, you're late.
Yeah, I'd be working on that right now.
Yeah.
Well, we got a few more minutes. Wait a minute. Or carry your phone, will you?
Okay.
2017, the Bee Gees saved up their money. And they started a project. They went and bought something. They thought, we'll make a museum out of it. Well, they hired the wrong crew, I think, because some chemicals were spilled. And next thing you know, a big fire broke out and Johnny Cash's house was gone.
Oh, no.
It burned to the ground today. Painters were inside. Something to do with the fumes and chemical and the house
probably
burned.
Redoing a
what an interesting house.
Yeah.
That was different.
You never watched I Walk the Line where he drives a tractor off into the pond?
No, I need to watch that.
It all happened right there.
Okay.
That was before Johnny got saved. Mm. And Johnny was a little bit of a, he got arrested in Tupelo, Mississippi. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, there you go.
Something to do with some mushrooms.
He's been here.
He might have got arrested coming back into the U.S. in Mexico with a guitar full of stuff.
Right, Roe.
But when Johnny got saved, let me tell you, his life turned around, and he done everything he could to bring people to Christ. He did. Yeah. A name. This lady was a lady among ladies. She had class. I enjoyed watching her. Anything she did. She was married to Hal Holbrook, if I am not mistaken. I liked his style. He had also one of those unique voices that you don't hear every day. Anybody remember a lady called Dixie Carter?
Oh, yeah.
They need to play that again so this new generation sees what classy looks like.
Yeah, and boys, just beautiful there. Now, on the other hand, you had the Golden Girls. What's that old girl that chased all the men on there? She wanted to be classy, but she didn't have the class that, that Dixie had.
No.
Rue or something like that.
That was it, yeah.
Wasn't that her name, Rue?
Rue.
And any man that came within 50 feet of that home got chased by her?
The Sugar Bakers, off of Designing Women. Yeah, Sugar Baker.
That was good. One of my heroes passed away today. Love Out Loud, I remember when that come out, where there's fire and smoke, you're just an angel in disguise. And one of the songs that everybody would remember him from, that probably his biggest song would go down as Holding Her and Loving You.
Mm.
Oh, as we go back, we lost one of the greatest. Earl Thomas Conley passed away on this day back in 2019. If you ever hear the term ETC, that's what people were referring to. Had more number ones than any other artist in the 1980s, more than Alabama.
Really?
Boom, boom, boom.
All right, so Blanche.
Blanche.
That Blanche was...
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls, yeah.
All right, Rue was Rue her real name, and then yes. Blanche was her name on the show, yeah.
That's it.
And Trash has been running in Russell, so, yeah. As soon as the show's over, we'll take it out. Tell them they ought to be watching the show, so they ought not be running the trash truck yet.
Do you know how memories stick with you?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
My uncle passed away. I was probably 8 or 9 years old. He accidentally, and this happened on as you're getting ready to where Chet's Paint and Body is, where you take a left there and you go across the reservoir. Down at that bottom was where my grandmother's, right there before you get to Tyson's house.
Mm. Yeah.
My grandmother had a home there for years, and my uncle, I think he was 20 at the time, had a pistol, and he had dropped it in the highway. He was shooting at a snake, and he dropped his gun, and you know your trigger guard underneath there. Put a little small crack in it. Later that night, he would be in the house clowning around, and he had a gun belt on, and he was standing in front of the mirror, and his brother was across the room, and he was doing the quick draw. And he drew it out, and he twirled it on his finger, and where that crack was caught the trigger.
Mm.
The gun would go off, and it would shoot him in the heart, and he fell dead there. I will never forget that as long as I live.
Wow.
But the last time I saw him, he had a 64 Comet, and he took me for a ride down the road, and this song was on. Anybody remember the song called Do the Locomotion?
Yeah.
Little Eva. She passed away on this day back in 2003. I know that was a long story to get to where the song went, but that's how I identify that. I think of my uncle every time I hear that song.
Oh, wow.
You got to move your hips. Come on. Something else.
What's the next line?
I don't know. That's all I remember. More coming up as we begin your day. We'll go back over some weather forecast to get you prepared for what's coming. All on the way here at the Scotty Ray Report with, the whole gang there. We'll be right back. The selection is always changing at Massey Supermart Auto Sales with low mileage cars and trucks. How about a 2022 Jeep Wrangler, Ridgeline Sport with only 40,000 miles, a GMC Denali, or a 2024 Silverado 2500? Drop in today and find the car that you're looking for. They're packed with low-mileage cars and trucks.
The low-profit dealer, Massey Supermart.
For something as vital as your eyes, you should have your lenses and contacts made with the utmost care and precision. And that's what Grayson Optical does on 24th Avenue. Since 1996, Grayson Optical's mission has been to provide Meridian and surrounding areas with quality eye care products. That's why we're locally owned and operated. And don't forget, custom-made sunglasses like Costa for your eyes only. When you need to see clearly, Grayson Optical. 2021 24th Avenue, Meridian. 601-693-6374.
Meridian's favorite barbecue is Squealer's Barbecue, named the barbecue capital for the state of Mississippi. Whether it's barbecue, wings, or burgers, Squealer's simply has the best for a family environment. Every Thursday night, there's live music out on the porch. Takeout orders are welcome, and whether it's your next tailgate or large catering event, your friends at Squealer's are there to help. Drop in for lunch today or a night out on the town. Squealer's Barbecue, the best in fine barbecue.
And welcome back. I'm your friend Scotty Ray. Yesterday afternoon, I got a call that says, you need to get over here. You ain't going to believe what I just saw. And I said, what'd you see? I was just driving down the road there, and a car come off a trailer and just floated right on down the road, ran in the bushes.
Oh. Wow.
So I ran over, and this is what we found. A car come, I mean, again, it apparently the straps broke, and off the car went. This would be right before you get there to the turn to go toward Marine High School, where this is south of the border is where this is. But don't worry, they got it all loaded back up in just a few moments, and off they went. No harm.
I lost my car.
You know, that's a bad feeling when something like that happens.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget being behind. I was coming from Wahalak one time back to Scuba, Mississippi. Robbie Limerick and his daddy in front of me, and they turned to go in the pasture there to go feed cows. They turned right, and the horse trailer just kept right on going down Highway 45. And everybody in the truck just does that. It was one of those.
Makes you wonder if that... If that fella did the obligatory, that ain't going nowhere. You know, every time a man ties something down, he always has to say that.
Yeah. Every man does it.
Ain't going nowhere.
We got it. So that happened there. Let's see what else went on yesterday. We had a little fender bender there in front of the Daily Grind yesterday. Let me pull this up here. Two cars involved with this, a white car and a black car, happened right there in front of the Daily Grind UPS store in that area there on Poplar Springs Drive. No one hurt, but it did slow down traffic for just a few minutes. And it's a wonder with that rain yesterday. We didn't have more than we did, more serious.
Yeah.
We did have some runoffs, as always, that we do there at the curve coming into Meridian. Woof. Mile marker 148, 149 is what I'm referring to as Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah.
Y'all watch that today. We got more rain, and most likely there'll be more.
Some high wind.
Yeah. So we're expecting more to go on there. During all of the bad weather last night, I had gotten word that possibly some gunfire happened. Mm. As we were live, I would get the, that did happen, and a house is shot. Mm. As we pull this up, this happened last night in the 1400 block of 46th Avenue. Here's Highland Park here. It would be just to the south of there and west of there over on 46th that this happened. Now, no one hurt and no one injured, but a house did take some lead last night.
Mm. Terrible.
It's a common occurrence in our area as we look at all of this. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back and talk about what is going on with what's happening today. Again, the timeline that we're getting from Jackson has tweaked a little bit. Let me pull this up from the National Weather Service. As you'll see here, noon until 4 p.m., this is going to start at the edge of Scott County and go all the way to the Alabama line. Noon until 4 is the timeline that we're watching for severe weather. So if you've got to come to a doctor's appointment after 12, you might want to rethink it. I've gotten a lot of people that said that they are changing their times or moving it to a different day. Mm. Maybe you've got a dentist appointment that's at 1:30. Call ahead and make sure that they haven't decided to close to where you don't drive to town and then discover where you were going is already closed.
Yeah, make that call in advance, because if you don't need to be on the road during that time, you don't need to be on the road.
Yeah.
Find a place to hunker down and be safe. If you live in a trailer, call someone that's got a home and say, hey, can I come over and have a cup of coffee with you?
Absolutely.
Ride this thing out in something safe. I think you even mentioned this yesterday. Just because you have a brick home does not mean a tornado can't hurt you.
That's right.
It can. It's just that a trailer is up off the ground. The skirting can get sucked away from it. The wind can get underneath it, and it can toss that trailer apart where you typically cannot get up under a house, especially one that's sitting on a slab, so it gives you a little bit more protection. But a brick home does not mean that you will be any more safe than anywhere else. It's just your home can withstand a little bit more wind.
Yeah, those stick-built houses that you don't like that are on stilts.
Ooh, same thing.
The house that we had in Scuba was above ground, had that crawl space underneath it. It can pick those up and
sure
do major damage to that. So we want you to keep that in mind with whatever you're doing today as you plan your days. As we get with this, we talk about things that are going on. Let's talk about generators a moment. Because power goes out and you're sitting in the dark. How do you fix that? There's nothing wrong with what I'm having the kind that you go out to your garage and you pull out and you crank it up.
That's right.
And then you run a wire into it. That'll run a couple of items in your house. But do you want to change this to where your home never misses a beat? and you have plenty of power, right here's how that's done. Talk to our friends at Booker Electric. This is a Generac. That's what I run off of here in the studio.
Oh, wow.
30 seconds, and you're back on full power, operates your whole house, your air conditioning, your heat, and you never sit around and go, I wonder where them EMEPA boys are.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. It's propane or natural gas. It's,
yeah.
You can have a separate tank if you want to. It's just for that. When Booker comes out, it's going to come with a transfer switch. That is important. It has to have this transfer switch. And the same with your home generator, one that you just pull out of the garage and crank up. You cannot hook this up to your power box or your inner, wire inside your home through another plug-in if it does not have a transfer switch. If you do, it will backfeed into these other lines. And if you get caught, that is illegal. You cannot hook a generator up to your home power without a transfer switch. Mm.
Now, also with the same word said, as we talk about, have a safe place to go to. And as you mentioned, to someone's house. Maybe you're tired of doing all that and you want to stay where you are. One way to do that is right here. Call our friends at the Precast Group. If you need a tornado shelter, these aren't going anywhere. Solid concrete. They can have this delivered, set up at your place. You can put it right out back, and it's just a hop, skip, and you're in there. You can set up beds. You can do it however you want to where you've already got it kind of set up when a storm comes. You don't have to drag everything. Affordable, talk to them. They can tell you more about that. 482-0003 is the number to call out to the Precast Group. Find out a little bit more about that.
Yeah, good to have. That way, when you have it, you don't have to worry about getting in the car and finding a place for you to go. We just ask that if you bury it, that you please let your local fire department know where it's at, GPS coordinates, have them come out and look. That way everybody knows where you'll be if a bad storm hits and we know where to find you. We don't want to keep an eye on you. We don't care that you got one. We're not trying to play Big Brother. We just want to know where it's at to keep you safe.
Now, the next thing, and I've said this a lot of times, keep in mind when tornadoes hit, it destroys it. It's like an explosion. A house goes into pieces like this. It usually just scatters it everywhere. With that being said, there's going to be nails everywhere. You come to, you're laying in the yard, and you got to walk across this.
Yeah.
You have seen death in them. I have seen death in them. We've seen people walk away without a scratch. But one thing is for sure, there's nail in objects that you don't need to step on. So today, make sure that you've got the hardest shoe soles that you own to where if you were to step on something, it's not going to be like
it's
a tennis shoe
through.
And go through it. Yep. Make sure it's a hard, hard, thick sole that you've got to where you're not injured. The second thing, if you own a motorcycle, maybe you a baseball helmet, a football helmet, keep those handy because what kills you in a tornado is injuries to your head.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that warning, put it on. No, you're not going to be pretty. We know that.
Who
it's okay.
Cares? You'll be alive to talk about it.
That's true. Those air horns. They're $1, $2, I think, that you can get them. They're about yay big. Keep that with you. If you were to be thrown in your home, you hear somebody. They may not can see you. You can blow that horn, and they can come to find you, that loud, loud sound. That is one of the greatest things to be found during a storm afterwards. Maybe it's dark. Whatever the case is, under rubble, they can find you if you've got that in your pocket, if you could reach it.
At least we know that you're there, and we will get you.
Those are just a few tips. There's tons more. Safety.
Yep.
And they've done away with the thing of raising all your windows. That used to be a thing. Don't do that
anymore. Yeah, don't do that anymore.
That makes it.
That puts more inside the home and able to lift your home. Puts more pressure on the inside. Keep everything closed and sealed. If you run your generator, that you don't have the Generac, if you've got just a regular crank by hand, don't do it inside. If you have it inside of a garage, have the muffler pointing out towards the end of the garage and some fans. You don't want this carbon monoxide to build up because it will kill you as well.
Now, somebody mentioned they're putting an ID in your pocket. That's not a bad idea. But you could also do like Anthony Chancellor.
You just wear it.
Well, no, actually, his wife took a magic mark and wrote on his back, please return to Mallory if found.
Yeah, with her phone number.
Last night, I told all my family, I said, you know, get your cell phone charged, all that stuff. I mean, it, just kind of being ready. Flashlights, you know where they need to be. I mean, all, you know, it's hard to find stuff in the dark.
Batteries and everything. That's right.
And I'd skip that of charging your cell phone. Very, very important.
And all your other portable battery to go with it.
Yeah, go ahead and remind me there. I've got those with that flashlight. They're a handy thing to have with that. Most of all, we want you to be safe. And we cannot thank this old boy over here for coming and staying with us today.
Hey, glad to be with y'all.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Odie's going to give away a coffee mug here in just a second.
Yeah.
Do you have a Bible verse that you could share with us? We're putting the Bible verse on you today. If you got anything out there?
I think I could handle that. You know, one that came to mind today, there's a lot of anxiety, obviously, anytime storms are coming. And so the Lord laid this on my heart. First Peter chapter 5, verse 7. We're commanded here. Commanded. Cast all your anxieties on God because he cares for you. And so he's got them big shoulders. We're going to be anxious today. But the prayer that I've learned to pray over the years when anxiety rises is, Lord, I trust you. Because you love me. And so.
And that works in so many instances of, because we do have worry. We're just human.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
I've been worried about things before. And you do. You turn to that guy.
Amen, man.
Like now, you said, give it all to him.
Let's talk about when you're going to be at church. When do y'all normally have your hours of operation? If y'all like this guy, I want you to go hear him.
Yeah, come check us out. Our worship gathering is on Sunday mornings at 10:15 a.m. We do it a little bit early so we can get to the pig before everybody else.
That's right.
You know, but no, 10:15. And what a great congregation there at Collinsville First Baptist Church. Ministries for every age, and God is blessing.
I hope y'all will join them. Odie, are you going to give away a coffee mug for us?
We got Gina Green's having a birthday. April Hunter's having her 46th birthday. Karen Fulmer Beard is having a birthday. Don't know what her age is.
We don't?
No, I'm not going to make nothing up.
Okay.
Patricia Hall is having a birthday. Daughter Dinah said she wanted to push that out. Emily Williams is having a birthday. And Ann and Bobby Hall, 68th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So here we go. And there we go. Dun, 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 dun. April Hunter, 46 years old. Winner, winner, chicken dinner of the Scotty Ray Report Hyundai of Meridian coffee mug. All you got to do is go down to Hyundai of Meridian, Highway 39 across from Meridian Coca-Cola. Big, great building. You can't miss it and pick it up. And two of these got to be special birthdays. Karen Beard, happy birthday. We go to church together. And then Patricia Hall, I call her Mom. Dinah Farmer that worked for Lima and Waddell County for 34 years.
That's a long time.
This is her mother. And she is one of the nicest people. She's as funny as Greg, and when we all get together, one thing we do is end up with a sore jaw and a sore stomach because we sit there and laugh so much. So Mom, happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day.
I'm getting pictures, and when you see this, you know that people are really, really expecting it to be kind of rough there. Power companies are filling up parking lots in town.
You know, they do that because if you call after the storm, then they've got to start getting ready. And the same would happen with EMEPA. If some of these other states was to call and say, hey, look, we're going to probably get something bad tomorrow afternoon. They're getting everything ready, and they're headed out, and they're going to stage. So as soon as this storm hits, they're not waiting for people to get here. When the storm hits and it gets through, you've got crews on the ground. That's what is planning ahead. That's what is preparing for a storm is, and EMEPA, Mississippi Power, does an awesome job doing that. And we cannot leave the show without mentioning this group of guys.
Who's that?
MDOT.
Oh, yeah.
MDOT, they work their tails off during these storms. Timmy, who's over at Lauderdale County, every time I call him, he says, you know, you never call me to say if I want to come drink Coca-Cola or go have something to eat. Every time you call, it's something bad. And I tell him what I need, and they're Johnny on the spot.
Well, as a matter of fact, I just got a note. They're Johnny on the spot right now in Decatur, right around Henry Smack Road. MDOT is clearing the roadway there. Big thank you to them for doing what they do there.
Yeah, y'all see them. Give them a big thank you, just like our volunteer fire departments. Tell them thank you. But you see EMEPA out, you know, let them know that you're supporting them along with everyone else that's first responders during this stuff.
I don't know everything about what I just got here, but apparently there was a home destroyed and someone was hurt last night in Newton County. We're getting word that they're going to be okay, but they've lost everything. We'll get deeper into this and figure it all out after the show this morning. So prayers go out to that storm that rolled through last night. Again, we're going to pack up our toys and we're going to be here behind the scenes throughout the day. Brother Ben, we can't say enough thank yous for you coming out and hanging out with us.
Yeah. Hey, it's great to be with you guys, watch y'all every day, and what a joy to be with you in studio.
You want to say hey to Joe and tell him to hold you a biscuit?
That's right, Joe, absolutely. Come on now.
We'll be back tomorrow morning. Odie, tell him bye for us there.
Y'all have a wonderful day. Remember, we love you. We'll see you tomorrow in about 23 hours. Until then, have a great day.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.